Welcome to the Saints Happy Hour Podcast with host Ralph Malbro and featuring bloggers Andrew Juge of SaintsNation.com, Kevin Held of The Team Drops the Ball, and Dave Cariello of Canal Street Chronicles. This podcast is nothing but serious football talk and hardcore analysis.
Which four of you would survive the longest in the zombie apocalypse, and in which order would you die?
Well, Ralph, no offense, you're going first.
Oh, definitely. No.
The zombies would smell Dave's sugar blood and target him.
They'd get his...
I don't even have a joke, Dave smells like nougat.
Now here's your host, Ralph Malbro.
Welcome to Saints Happy Hour Podcast. As always, we are sponsored by you, the fans. We're going to try to do one more of the draft special podcasts next week. So we give you two podcasts going into the draft, and you'll get Drunk History for May, and then Kevin's got to fire off his two Drunk History that he's going to do. So we're super excited about that. What are we going to do, Kevin? We're doing the River City Relay and
the
2000 Saints. The 2000 Saints, I think, is your first
right,
two.
Right, the 2000... Well, it was Hakeem... I think it was It was the Monday Night Football game against the Patriots with the River City Relay game.
Because they're short.
And then the second one was, I think, the Hakeem was the...
2000
The season culminating with Hakeem drops the ball.
Yeah, so that'll be fun. We'll get shit-faced. I'm going to get shit-faced on Shiner Box Strawberry Blonde. It's good. So, we're going to have this. I'm super excited for this. We got Kevin plugged into the fan speak that me and Andrew are addicted to. And we're going to run a mock draft. But we're not just going to be like, oh, we did this. And we're going to do it in real time. And here are the rules for the mock draft. Basically, me and Andrew are the scouts, personnel people. But Kevin is the GM, which means he gets to decide whether we trade up, we trade down, whatever he wants to do, and he breaks all ties. If there's a tie, but since there's only three of us, because Dave's at one of his kids' birthdays, we won't have any ties on which player to take, so that he won't be able to break any ties, but he'll be able to trade down like a motherfucker. So we'll get to that on fan speak in just a second. Andrew, the deadline for Malcolm Butler. It's the 21st. I see all these players signing their tenders, or in Willie Snead's case, signing some sort of agreement where he can go to off-season work but not be under contract. I don't know what that's about. But is there any chance Malcolm Butler signs before April 21st and we can get this done?
So I can explain to you the Willie Snead thing real quick. It's that he doesn't want to sign the exclusive rights tender because they're negotiating a long-term deal and he wants a lot more money than that. So... basically, he doesn't want to miss out on stuff with the team, but there's no way he's accepting that tender, so he's waiting for a better deal. With Butler, I mean, really, after 421 passes, there's no point in there's really no point in waiting because there's nothing to be gained unless it's leverage and contract talks or. If he wants to screw over the Patriots' ability to get a draft pick in this draft, you know, he could refuse to sign until after the 27th. And then anyone that would want to trade for him would have to use players or
picks 2018 picks.
Or maybe a guy they just drafted. But, you know, really it's probably 2018 picks or a player. So he could do that to screw them. Or his agent could be telling him, look, you don't have to sign. You don't lose any money if you wait until June 15th. And
could it?
He may ride this out and just to make a point about his displeasure.
Yeah, just kind of like I'm not signing the tender a second earlier than I have to because I don't want to be here. And you people said you weren't paying a corner $10 million. You gave Gilmore $65 million. Fuck you, people. I want out. And he has but it's like a polite way to do it. It's like the British way to do it.
And also, when he doesn't sign, he's not obligated to go to the off-season workout program, the OTAs, any of that stuff. So he may just be like, you know what? I want to hang out at home and work out and not be forced to go to all that stuff. So
one last thing before we fire up the fan speak mock draft. So somebody on Twitter, I think it used to be Random Sports Guy. And he left Twitter. He came back because the Brandon Cooks trade made him so mad. I like him. He's really smart. And we were just friendly argument, chatter back and forth about offensive tackle. And I was like, well, they need offensive tackle, but they don't need it that bad. I mean, they can get it third, fourth round. And he's like, dude, name me a backup offensive tackle on the Saints roster that's not Andres Pete. And I was like, you got me, buddy. You got me stumped there. So, I mean, how big a need, Andrew, is offensive tackle? I feel like you could argue that it's the third biggest need or fourth, maybe?
Yeah, it's big. The main reason it's big, you know, I keep going back to this. John Stinchcomb, the wheels fell off when he was 30 years old. And he was a Pro Bowl tackle, a starter in the Super Bowl, a quality player, and the wheels fell off overnight. Streif is 33. He's 3 years older than that. Now, he played well last year, but if something happens to Streif, right now, Pete is the primary backup tackle, which means you got to move someone else in at guard and move Pete to tackle. Yet, we've already established that the whole reason Pete is playing left guard right now is because, for some reason, he can't play on the right side, and he's better on the left, and Sean Payton has said that. So, the Saints don't have anyone that can play right tackle. Like, if someone got hurt right now, I actually think Senio Kalamete is probably your right tackle. Ooh. Yeah. So
keep that in mind, General Manager Kevin, as you
But, you know, I mean, you'll remember they brought in, like, Khalif Barnes. Like, I think would happen right now. If they don't draft the guy, the next thing is they're going to have to bring some over-the-hill vet.
Oh, Lord. That's exciting. So, all right, who's ready to do this draft? We're going to fire it up. Kevin, I will assume that I can start the draft and not have to worry about pausing it to trade up. Is that correct?
Yes, that would be correct.
Okay, and to clear up a little bit,
if I ever say trade up, I've been replaced by pod people.
So let's do a little bit of business. The Saints are thinking about trading for Malcolm Butler. Are you willing to give up the 42nd pick? You're going into this draft. You got all five of the picks. So let's fire this puppy up and see what we got. We're rolling now. We got Mitch Trubisky at 3, Fournette, Davis, Watson, Jamal Adams, Williams, Hassan Reddick. Oh, we got trade proposals coming in, GM Kevin. Kevin, I think you got to take this one. Kansas City is offering you their first, second, and both of their thirds for the 11th pick overall.
Take it.
All right. We're moving.
He doesn't even want to know where in the first round.
Well, here's the thing. No, the Green Bay's isn't as good because they're only offering their first, second, third, and fourth. So we're taking Kansas City. Now, Kevin,
where does Kansas City pick?
27. No, so Kevin,
no.
Kevin, do you want me to look at the defensive ends, pass rushers, and think about trading up if they start disappearing, or you just want to roll with it till 27?
Yeah, keep an eye on if the edge, you know, if there's a run on edge players.
Okay, because they got some nice ones left still. They got Thomas, Barnett, Taco Charlton, and McKinley, and after that it gets kind of slim. But
Solomon Thomas fell to 11.
Solomon Thomas fell to 11.
You didn't even give us an opportunity to talk Kevin into that.
when Kansas City offered four picks, including two thirds, I mean, I think Jesus Christ could be on the board, and Kevin would say no.
Yeah,
I'd say, listen, Jesus, I appreciate the reach. I appreciate the intangibles you bring to the table.
He does have
a lot of intangibles. Hey, man, four draft picks are four draft picks, Yahweh.
Yeah. I mean, so, all right.
I could have four Peters instead of one Jesus.
So they took – oh, my – what are they doing? Kansas City took Malcolm McDowell. So Christian McCaffrey, Cam Robinson, John Ross, and Malik Hooker just went. Derek Barnett is still there at 18. Do we want to move for that or no? We want to keep rolling. You still got – Barnett, Taco Charlton, and McKinley as your top edge guys. Or Charles Harris on this amalgamation of rankings is ranked a little lower. So, Kevin, what do you want to do?
Kevin, how about we give up 25 and a third now that we've got like seven of them? Why don't we give up 27 and a third to try to move up here?
All right, what draft pick would this be?
I would want to take Derek Barnett.
This would be number. This would be number. We'd move to number 18 if Tennessee wants to do it.
The thing is, I would be happy with him at 11. So, Kevin, you got to feel good about getting him at 18, 7 picks later.
Okay. All right. Well, then let's. All right. Let's try and offer it then.
Let's
try and offer it. So we are saying
maybe one of our lower threes.
So we're saying
we're switching first round picks and we're giving them a number three.
We'll start out with the lowest.
Don't forget, we still have 32.
Yeah.
That's another first round pick.
Yeah.
They declined.
Yeah, I'm sure somebody will try and offer a trade up.
They
for
declined.
That.
They declined our third round pick number 40. Should we try?
Do we have anything better?
We have the 12th, the 27th, and the 39th. I'd say offer them 20. Kevin, do you want to offer?
Offer them the 12th. Offer them our best one.
Kevin, what do you think? You're the GM. Do you approve of that?
Offer the middle one.
Okay. Offer the middle one.
Look, listen, I got to be dragged into trading up, okay?
I know. So let's, all right, I guess we'll offer them the high one. And then if they don't take it, they declined it again, motherfuckers.
All right, so, then
so,
fuck it.
So, we're
you snooze, you lose,
wait,
Tennessee.
Wait.
You snooze, all right, you lose. So,
Ralph, can you wait like two more picks and then try again?
Yeah, I guess.
If he's still there?
I guess I can. Reuben Foster, Jabril Peppers. He just went 20 to Denver.
Ah!
So, do we want to move up for? How do you feel about Charles Harris? Because I think he's going to be there at 27.
Let's sit.
All right, Kevin.
I'm fine with sitting.
Right. I wanted Barnett. Now that we didn't get him, let's just wait.
All right. So we got they got some Zach Cunningham, Lamp. All right, we are on the clock, and we have trade offers pouring in, Kevin. This is your wet dream. But they're offering. They want stuff for 32. We'll deal with that later. Or do you?
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And, people, listen. Listen. If I had my complete absolute druthers, there wouldn't be a first round pick. But you know what? We've got first round picks, so I say let's take one now, and let's field offers on 32.
So they've got Charles Harris in this amalgamation at 47. Is McKinley better than Harris? Do we feel?
I like Harris better.
Okay. I saw a Harris video of him. He was throwing people around. Are we all in agreement on taking?
Well, hold on. Who else we got? What other options are there? We got corners because remember we don't have Malcolm Butler.
Yeah, we don't.
The best tackle in the draft still available?
No, they the best tackle left is Tyler Moton.
It's a three. Cam Robinson, Bowles, and Ramczyk have all been taken.
Yep.
And Lamp.
Yep.
Okay.
The best corner still left is Kevin King and Quincy Wilson, 36 and 41. So we're pretty good at corner if we want to win.
Tre'Davious White is taken?
Tre'Davious White is... Okay, these rankings are fucking ridiculous. Because Tre'Davious White... he's 58 on this board, but whatever. We're gonna roll with it because this is what we want to do, and if we want it to do, we want it to be good. So he's still got a shit ton of good corners up here. So I think you could take Harris and still be good at corner, unless Kevin gets some sort of ridiculous offer at 32 and trades.
What are our best options at pass rush besides Charles Harris?
We have Taco Charlton, McKinley, Tim Williams, TJ Watt, Derek Rivers, Lawson, and Harris, and Basham and Willis.
I like all those guys. So I don't think we have to take a pass rusher here, but to me, it's down to I would take Taco or Harris.
Kevin, who do you want, Taco or Harris?
I'm also those were the two names that I was looking at were Taco Charlton and Harris. God.
I think Harris is going to be – so here's the thing we have to ask ourselves. I think Charlton is a little bit more raw, but he has a higher ceiling as far as being a more complete player. He will definitely be better against the run.
Mm-hmm.
Charles Harris, on the other hand – is going to be a more explosive edge guy, in my opinion.
I like that. I think I like Harris better. Kevin?
I'll go Harris.
All right, so it's Harris. So we took Harris and
27th overall, right?
Yep.
All right,
so... Oh, that's a garbage trade by Buffalo. But the Colts... They offered two fives and a six for 32. The Colts offered their second round pick, their third round pick, and their fourth round pick. And their second round pick is 14. So knowing, Kevin, that you have turned it already into a bounty of picks, knowing that you have no corner because you didn't trade for Butler, do you want to wait and try to get a corner knowing
I think we have to take a corner now.
So who do you
I don't think the trades we're being offered are very good.
Yeah, the Colts
Buffalo can pound sand. So say what the Colts one is again.
The Colts is, let me see, being slow here. The Colts is their second and their fourth.
Oh, I thought there was a third. Oh, no. Well, never mind. Yeah, no, that's a negative then. We're not going to take that.
Okay. So,
all right, what players we got?
We got Quincy Wilson, Kevin King, White, Woozie from Colorado, if you want to go.
Woozie.
Yeah. I mean.
I'll say this about those guys. Wilson, to me, is the highest upside. He's 6'1". Yeah. He's got speed. He's kind of got everything. The reason why some people rate Tre'Davious White lower is because he's 5'11". It's just a size thing.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin King is 6'4", so he's got tremendous value, but he just makes me nervous. Like, I know it's a Stanley Jean-Baptiste thing, and it's unfair for me to...
But you're thinking that.
Yeah, so I get nervous with King. So I think it's Wilson or Tre'Davious White. I mean, the homer in me, I watched Tre'Davious White every Saturday. I know that dude's awesome.
I'm going to go, Kevin, who do you got? I'll go Quincy Wilson. So Kevin, you can break the tie.
I say Quincy Wilson.
Oh, so we're going Quincy Wilson. So that's it. So let's go. Now we got the next round. Let's see what we got.
So we have 2 second round picks, right?
Yes. We have number 10 and... Okay. The Vikings want to offer us their 16th pick and their fourth round number 13. And the Chicago Bears, fucking Ryan Pace, he just insulted us. He offered a third, a fifth, and a seventh.
What an asshole.
So...
Wait, how many spots down do we move down to pick up a fourth?
Six.
That's not bad.
Yeah, I would be in favor. Like, listen, if we were doing a full seven rounds, I would be in favor of it.
Okay, well, let me look.
I feel like if we're going to do this trade, Ralph, you got to let us do the fourth round pick.
Well, the thing is, I set the draft for three, but we can use a fourth. Uh-oh. We can do a fourth. The thing I will tell you is, you know, I think we should wait and see who's on the clock and see who's there.
Okay.
You know, and I'll offer the trade.
Fair
to
point.
We can offer the trade to a Minnesota when we're on the clock. So yeah. Let's see what we got here. And we're rolling. And we are... Man, people want. Ooh, Minnesota's getting desperate, boys. They offered a third. They're offered a third round pick 15 and 2 fourth rounds for the 27th. And Denver offered 2 thirds and a fifth. But here's the thing, man. Of everyone there, Kevin King and Tre'Davious White are still fucking there. Both of them, and you need two corners. So, if you want to go down, they're not going to be there probably when you come back around in the second round. So, what do you think we should offer? Like, we could decline it, but we could offer Minnesota something else. Should we say, hey, Minnesota, we want your second round and your third round instead of your two fourths? Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah.
Let's do that. All right. We'll send second round trade with Minnesota. We want their 16th and their third round. They declined it, those bitches. Let's see. What do we want to do here, gentlemen? Kevin, you want to do
let's
the two?
Let's talk through the prospects. Give me the top 10 players.
All right, the top 10 players are TJ Watt, Afeni is a guard from Indiana, Kevin King, Derek Rivers, Buda Baker, Carl Lawson, Tankerlessly, and Zay Jones. Right.
Tankersley of Clemson, the
yeah.
corner?
Uh-huh. It's Jones and Awuzie and running back Kamara. Those are your top 10.
I mean, I think here we double down on pass rush or we double down on corner. Remember, we got Charles Harris, he kind of got him low in the first round, and we got Quincy Wilson. To me, those are both great prospects, but they're not 100% sure to be great in year one. So I think we need to double down. I think you could go Tre'Davious White. So he's still available. You could go Kevin King if you want a bigger corner. Remember, our only big corner on the roster really is Delvin Bro. And if you want to deal with Julio Jones in the red zone and Mike Evans and Kelvin Benjamin, I mean, Kevin King could be a decent pick. Or those pass rushers that you just named, TJ Watt would be awesome. He'd be a great third down guy. Or Carl Lawson would be good. So Kevin, you kind of need to decide here. You want to go
right.
You want to double down on corner or defensive end?
No, I've already got it figured out.
All right.
Take Tre'Davious White since I passed on Butler. I figure we need to get two corners
okay.
earlier than
I like
later.
It.
Okay.
I like
and we
it.
Still got pick 27 too. So we'll
yeah,
take.
So we can still listen. We can still either take an edge guy there, okay. or we can start to fill out some of the other team needs. Or hey, depending on what the offer is, trade down again.
Yeah. All right. Let's see where. Oh, Lawson just went. That was a good guy. So see now the edge guys are. Oh, we got another trade offer coming in. So Philadelphia offered the third round pick 35, fourth round number 11, fourth round number 32. Which is like the one of those squeeze comp picks, and fifth round number 11 for number 227. But let's see what's available.
Well, you could certainly binge on the third round.
What's that?
You could certainly binge in the third round.
Well, here's my question though: is if you want to double up on egg, you have. If you want to double up on edge guys, here's the question. How much do you like Basham from Ohio and Willis from Kansas State? Because they're 54
Love
and 57.
Them.
So if you move down and you get the extra picks from Philly, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're probably not going to get either one of those guys. And you've already got freaking – you're gonna have 1, 2, 3, 4 picks in the third round.
Yeah.
So
– Let's take Willis. I like Willis better. I mean, I really like Basham too. He's a small school guy that produced at an insane level. But I think I would go Willis because he's a three-down player. And Basham's going to be more one-dimensional. And Harris is already more of a pass edge specialist – pass rusher, so I'd like to get a more rounded defensive end to sub in for him, so I would go Willis. Personally.
Kevin, Willis.
Kevin. And the Philadelphia thing, the Philly thing is the only offer we got?
It's the only offer we got. I mean, the thing is, with the two that we've done, I love this the trade down that you did, because you've got three guys. You're gonna pick 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 more. You're gonna have 8 guys in the first 3 rounds. You know?
Oh, well, that's boner inducing. you know what? I'll go with you guys and say Willis.
All right, so
we double down on pass rusher and corner. We good.
So let's see.
Now we can go offense. Now we can give Sean his toys.
All right, so now we go into round three, and we've got three picks. I think the key here is whatever we're going to pick in the third round, like, we have to be strategic in a sense of we have four picks, like, pick the right guy and hope the other ones that we like fall. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So at running back, ooh, this is a tough one because Joe Mixon is hanging out there. And at wide receiver, my boy Carlos Henderson is there, and he's at 68. So we'll have.
They're both available.
They're both available.
Wait, are we picking now?
No, we're I'm about to run the draft.
Okay.
So let's run it. Let's see where we're at. Oh, they both just got picked. So did a tackle. So did Eddie Jackson. So did a corner. All right. Ugh. So we're on the clock. And we have top guy available is Bucky Hodges, a tight end from Virginia Tech.
Six foot seven, good player.
He's a tight end. Is he? What? I don't know nothing about him.
You know, he's made some big plays for Virginia Tech. He's a good blocker. He's an all around tight end. You know, Virginia Tech isn't the greatest offense, so he didn't put up crazy stats. Mm-hmm. But he's a good player, and he's 6'7".
How do you feel about Cooper?
We don't need a tight end, but I like that guy.
Cooper Coop. He's the best wide receiver available.
What else is out there?
The top guy is Bucky Hodges and Ethan Posick. Then Coop from Eastern Washington. Then quarterback Davis Webb. Safety Desmond King, who I like a lot. Quails, a defensive lineman from Washington. And offensive tackle and Antonio Garcia.
I think this is where we have to take the tackle, guys. I would do the tackle.
Garcia's from Troy. Is he really that good?
Dude, think about where we got our starting left tackle from and in what round.
Here's the thing. If you don't pick here at 70 at 76 basically, you're not picking again till 88, and Garcia's rated 83. So if you don't pick him now, he might make it, he might not. So I guess my question is,
do we go quarterback? Do we go Davis Webb here? I kind of like Davis Webb.
I would wait on Webb, and I would wait on Hodges. I feel like, because here's the thing, Kevin, that I'm thinking. I'm like, what if Armstead gets hurt and the wheels come off on Streif? What do you do? And like, I feel like at tight end, I don't like Fleener, and the other guys are kind of meh, but like, they can figure that shit out. But like, tackle, if they have a catastrophe, like, I think their season could be ruined if they had two injuries at tackle, I think. Like, I don't think they could fix it. So I'm saying pick the tackle at 83. That's my vote. I vote Garcia.
Okay. You don't want a quarterback. Maybe later.
Was Roderick Johnson still available or not?
Who is that? What position?
He was a tackle.
I don't even see. He might not be because I don't even see him.
He might. Okay.
I don't even. Where does he play?
Shoot, I didn't even see the college on it.
J.J. Dillman.
Can you pull up the best tackles?
It's Garcia, Bincinati, Davenport, Wheeler, Skipper, Holden are your top tackles.
Yeah, I think Garcia is your best bet.
All right, take him.
All right.
Take him.
6'6", big dude.
Davis Webb just went, Quails just went, Posick, Wheeler, Coop.
All right, so we got a tackle. That's good.
Yeah. And, we're up again. So here's the thing. We got the top guy available is Shaheen. I've never heard of him, from Ashland. The guy from Villanova, who, if they drafted him, I would just butcher his name until they got rid of him. Kapaskagon.
We can't take another pass rusher, dude.
Hanson, the wide receiver from California. Taylor, the wide receiver from Western Michigan. The running back, Kareem Hunt from Toledo.
That would be my pick.
What, the running back from Toledo?
Yeah, I mean, he's a playmaker. He'd be the he would compete with Travis Cadet for.
What about Duke Riley? How do we feel about him from LSU? Do we feel good about linebacker where they are, Kevin? I mean, Kevin, what's your instinct say? Like, what position are you like? I think we got to get this position.
So where it says remaining team needs, what does that say?
Safety, wide receiver, linebacker, guard, running back, defensive line.
Who are the top safeties?
Desmond King's gone, right?
Yes. The top safety left is John Johnson from Boston College.
Ooh, great player.
He's 114, though. So I think, I mean, that's only 12 more picks. So I feel like we could maybe wait on him.
Is Justin Evans and Josh Jones, are they both gone?
Yes.
And Marcus May, is he gone?
Where does he play for?
Florida.
No, he's 128. He's the second safety. Johnson and May are the two top safety guys. He's at 128.
I would pick one of those guys. I like them both.
Do you think, since, I mean, we're picking right now.
I also like Kareem Hunt, the running back.
We're at 91. So we're picking again in 12 picks. So do you feel like – I feel like Kareem Hunt, he's rated 94. I feel like of all the guys here, like, he's going to be the one that's going to be gone. So I guess it feels like – Kevin, do you feel like running back or safety, like, which one is the got to have? Because my instinct says Hunt's going to be gone at 94.
And we have not taken a – We haven't taken a running back yet, right?
We have not.
Damn it.
And remember, you've still got this one, and you're going to pick 12. You're going to pick in round three, you're going to pick 39 and 40. So you're going to have back-to-back picks.
What other running backs do we have?
We have Joe Mixon, if you want to go criminal.
He's still available?
He's at Vail. He's 124. And then you have Perrine from Oklahoma and Hunt are your top three. And McNichols from Boise.
Man, I would take Joe Mixon. I would do it.
Kevin?
Nope.
So I'm like the tie-breaking vote. I feel like since Kevin's the general manager, since Andrew voted Mixon, I'm gonna vote Hunt and make Kevin make up his mind since he's the general manager. Does he want Mixon or Hunt?
Hunt.
All right then. Kevin refuses to draft a criminal. I admire your stand, sir. Okay. So let's see what we got.
All right, so we're good at running back. That's good.
Oh, Johnson just went at safety. But we're on the clock, and we get back-to-back picks. So Marcus May is still there at safety, if you want to go safety. And remember, okay. you get back-to-back. So I guess, like, if we're going to pick Marcus May at one of the spots, like, what's the other need that we have? Because we're going to pick Marcus May, and that's going to do away safety.
Any but quarterbacks out there? Quarterbacks or linebackers or receivers?
Brad Kaya, which I love the jokes because his mom was Felicia in Friday, so we can do by Felicia jokes if he's good or he's bad. So I feel like that should be a definite option.
Let's go with a couple of Florida guys. Well, Kaya's from Miami, but let's do Kaya and Marcus May.
Do we feel like, Kevin, do you feel like they need a linebacker?
Yeah, what are the
Riley still there?
Riley and Beckwith are still there. So is Ann Zolan from Florida. And D line.
I mean, Beckwith is a beast. He's just coming off ACL. That's
Vincent Taylor, Jalen Johnson at defensive line. Smart. We could go Tulane guy. A little high for him.
We have so many vets. We could stash Beckwith for a season.
Well, I mean, that's interesting. I mean, Kevin, normally I'd be like, I hate injured reserve guys, but you traded down twice and you got so many picks. Like, I feel like you can, like, it's okay because we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 guys, and we still got, so we're gonna have 7 guys in the top 3 rounds. So do we
want stuff? Enough, that's the stuff enough, dreams are made of, right there.
It is.
We got enough veteran linebackers so they can hold us over for a year. So I would either vote let's go with Beckwith or, I mean, Marcus May at safety and Brad Kaye at quarterback, I think, are really appealing to me.
I do like Marcus May.
All right, so we're going. I got Marcus May. We got Marcus May. So, Tampa Bay.
Beckwith or Kaye.
Beckwith or Kaye.
I would go Kaye because Breeze. Well, yeah.
Kevin, what do you say? Beckwith or Kaye? The highest rated guy, by the way, is Taylor from Western Kentucky. He's a receiver.
Yeah.
We do need a receiver.
I've never heard of him. Is he any good, Andrew?
Yeah. He's just little.
Yeah. I feel like that. I mean,
I feel like we're good on little receivers.
So
All right, take the quarterback.
All right, so we take the quarterback, and let's see. Such wraps up our draft, but I want to review this because this draft, I didn't at first I was like, oh, I don't know how I like this because Kevin got his dream trade where he got freaking 4 picks. But I got to say, Kevin, you rolled the dice trading down, and, like, you hit it. Like, I don't think this is – I mean, I feel like – Andrew, this draft, it's not realistic because Loomis would never fucking trade down from 11 to 27. He just never would. But I feel like this is a great fucking draft. You got Harris, Wilson, and White as your first 3 picks. Andrew,
I mean, that's great. Yeah, I love it.
Is it realistic, though?
No.
You think
Loomis isn't trading down, so it's not realistic.
I mean, Kevin, do you think you'll regret not taking Mixon? Because that was the one that I'm like, ugh.
No, absolutely not.
Do you regret not trading up for Barnett?
No.
I don't think I do. You know what? I thought he was going to regret it, and I thought we'd be sitting there and would be like kind of fucked at edge, but I think Charles Harris is going to go really high. He's going to go like 12 to 15, I think. And
all right, so read us our draft class.
We got 27, we got edge, Charles Harris, Missouri. Number 32, we got Quincy Wilson, Florida. 42, we got Tre'Davious White, LSU. 59, we got Jordan Willis, Kansas State. 76, we got Antonio Garcia, tackle, Troy. 91, we got Kareem Hunt, Toledo, running back. 103, Marcus May, safety, Florida. 104, Brad Kaye, quarterback, Miami.
So we got 4 defense, 3 offense, and we doubled up at – no, I'm sorry, 5 defense and
– 2 offense. No, you got you're 3. You got to tackle the running back and the quarterback.
Yeah, so we got 8 players, right, total?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, and you double up on corner and you double up on pass rusher. That's about as good as it could be, man.
I mean, I think, but the thing that makes the draft totally ridiculous is fucking Kansas City gave us 4 picks to move up to get Malik McDowell. Who is that, Andrew?
Yeah, he's kind of like a defensive end, defensive tackle tweener from Michigan State.
I mean,
he's a good player. I mean, he's supposed to go in the top 20. I think 11 is a huge reach for him.
Giving up 3 picks to get him. That's
Who gave him up?
Kansas City.
Who got? Well, I mean, they run a 3-4, and he'll fit well in that system. I mean, he's got good size to be a 3-4 end.
I figured they were doing it for Thomas, but they passed on Thomas and Lattimore and took McDowell.
Yeah, taking McDowell over Thomas if he's available is batshit insane.
I mean, Kevin, How did you feel about the draft? You did the two massive trade downs. How did you did you have as many picks as you wanted? You got 7.
Wait, I thought we ended up with 8.
Well, no, you're right. We did end up with 8. You ended up 8 of the top 104 picks, which is like that's
yeah. I mean, 8. Listen, if all the way I look at it is okay. All things being equal, every team supposedly starts out with 7 picks through an entire draft.
Yeah.
And we ended up with 8 in the first 3 rounds. So that's a bingo for me.
You know, and I know why you did it. You could kind of have guessed by running the tool maybe that a nice trade offer would come, but you couldn't have known before that's why I asked you before the draft. You got to make the Butler decision. You said no. And I really love this draft. If you had traded for Malcolm Butler and given up 10, 42 for Malcolm Butler, and say it's instead of Tre'Davious White, it's Malcolm Butler on that line, this draft, I would make love to it. It would be so beautiful. That's my only complaint. I mean, 2 rookie corners, Andrew, kind of worry me because you're plugging 2 rookie corners and you're basically adding a third with PJ Williams, who's basically a rookie. But how would you feel about the secondary with this draft, I guess?
Well, you're adding a safety, which is good too. There might be – I think Tre'Davious White's NFL ready, you know. I think Quincy Wilson might not be as much, and he might take – I think Quincy Wilson probably ends up being the better corner of the two and has the more skills that translate to the NFL long term. But I feel decent that one of the two will be good immediately, and then one's kind of a special teams guy you stash that hopefully – midway through the year is ready to go.
You know, and this, Kevin, I know me and you have been preaching forever, trade down, trade down, trade down, but this was a good, fun sort of run-through in the fact of, you know, you looked at 11, and they had Lattimore and Solomon Thomas and McCaffrey all there at 11 for that. And I guess it just shows that NFL teams just don't have willpower to say Kansas City offered me 4 fucking draft picks in the top 100. I'm taking those draft picks. It doesn't matter who is there at 11, you know? So I guess my point is there no one in this draft that you'd be like, if they were there at 11, if you got offered 3 or 4 picks for 11, there's no player that you would take over the picks?
The way I look,
a king's ransom,
right? I mean, you're getting right, like the 4 picks. I'd have probably taken it if it was 3. I would have likely taken it if it was 3, but
dropping from 11 to 27 is substantial, though.
Yeah,
lived through, like, I really felt and okay, how do I collect my thoughts here? I really felt the Ricky Williams trade back in the day.
Yeah.
And as I got older, I came to hate that even more because I saw what Bill Belichick has done with his hoarding of draft picks. And so I just kind of those two things have really helped shape the way I look at the draft.
Yeah, it's dead on. If you look at the what Kansas City gave the Saints, it's like just under 1,250 points if you go by the draft. I know the draft value chart's sort of outdated now because the contracts are different and all that. So it's not gospel, but if you want to go from 27 to 11, like they didn't overpay. If you want to get from 27 to 11, like, that's what you have to give up. It's no, you know, the only thing that would probably be different, I think, probably in real life, Andrew, would be Kansas City or another team would want to give future assets, right? You know, mm-hmm. They would say, we'll give you 1 and a 2 this year and a 3, and we'll give you a 2 next year or a 3. You know what I'm saying? Like, they wouldn't want to give you, they wouldn't want to give you 4 assets this year, but the value on the chart is pretty similar. You know, it's like, it's not crazy. I guess.
I think you just have to stomach dropping 16 spots, and that's That is, Loomis does not do that.
I guess my question to you is, what players do you think will be there? Like, what's a player that would be there that not necessarily that the Saints would want, but that another team would be going batshit crazy for, and the Saints mm-hmm. would have to make the decision of, do we want to take our player, you know, Derek Barnett or Solomon Thomas drops to 11, but Lattimore is there, and maybe the Saints have gotten Butler, right? So they give up 42 for Butler, and they're like, we don't need a corner, but Green Bay or Dallas, one of these corner desperate teams, are offering us 3 or 4 picks to move down. What do you think the Saints do? Would the Saints take the 3 and 4? Would the Saints take the offer we just took from Kansas City, or would they take the player at 11 that they really like?
I mean, I think the Saints would take the player, but if you're asking me who that guy could be, I think Malik Hooker could drop. And I think if he drops, someone will trade for him. The quarterbacks obviously are guys to watch. You know, I just think Trubisky could fall to 11. No one really knows what's going to happen with the quarterbacks. Some people think there's going to be 2, maybe even 3 taken in the first 15 picks. And others think they might fall and that no quarterbacks will be taken for a while. So to me, the quarterbacks and the receivers are the big wild cards in this draft. Yeah. And the top 2 receivers for me, you know, I think someone's going to reach for John Ross because he just ran such a crazy time at the combine.
I do too.
And he put up ridiculous numbers in terms of production. And so people will say, well, he was awesome at the combine and he's awesome on film. And so I think someone's going to reach for him. And I mean, as awesome as Deshaun Watson was in the championship game, the guy that makes that offense go was Mike Williams. And I think people see what Julio Jones and Megatron have done, and they think Mike Williams, you know, that's the thing. Like the other receivers, Ross is super fast, and Corey Davis is more of like a complete receiver. Williams is really the guy that's kind of got the size and speed. So I think depending on where those guys go, I mean, that's what you know, I think if those guys go before the Saints pick, so let's say Watson, Trubisky, and Ross and Williams all go in the top 10.
Yeah.
Then it becomes the Saints board because all these then you're looking at Solomon Thomas possibly falling to the Saints, maybe Lattimore falling to the Saints, Reuben Foster falling to the Saints, Hassan Riddick falling to the Saints. So they would have a lot to pick from defensively. And then it's like, well, I'd be cool with all those guys. So moving down 3 or 4 spots wouldn't be bad.
Yeah. Now here's the thing, Kevin, I guess is the question. Of course, me and you, we are – you're the president. I'm the vice president of the trade down committee, association, whatever you want to call it. But I'm also president of the YOLO association. So if a team wants to trade down, but they want to offer you a lot of 2018 assets, what do you do? How do you balance YOLO going all in with Breeze this year with a team wanting to give you, you know, like if the Texans want to move from 25 to 11 to get a quarterback, Trubisky, let's say, and they are saying, hey, we'll give you 25 and a second this year, but instead of giving you a third and a fourth that would even out the chart, we'll give you a 2 next year or our 1 next year. You know, how do you balance that? Because I think that's an interesting question, too.
Well, I mean, are we assuming that Drew Brees is done after this year?
Andrew, that's a good question.
Because I don't think he's done after this year.
So you'd be fine with taking the 2018 assets?
Yeah, I mean, in that scenario you just described, yes.
Yeah, I mean, and also, Andrew, I still think your prediction of Malcolm Butler is going to be right. It's going to be the Saints are going to send them 32, and New England's going to send the Saints back the 4th. So it's going to end up being Cooks. It's going to be the Saints get Malcolm Butler and a 3rd, and New England gets Cooks. So Does giving up 32, do you think it pushes Loomis to trade down more or less? Does that make sense? Does that question make sense?
Yeah. Would he be more inclined to trade down if he doesn't have 32?
Yeah.
No, I still don't think Loomis is going to trade down.
You think it's the opposite? I mean, you think it'd be,
look, the only way he would do it is if he got a deal like the one Kevin took. I mean, if someone were to offer something that crazy, then of course, no one's that stupid. But I just think the pass, I mean. But otherwise, I mean, we've got to look at history here. Loomis does not trade down.
Yeah. Have they ever done it? I don't think they have.
I think they traded down for Thomas Morstead.
No, I thought they traded up for him. They traded down for Courtney Watson. They traded down and ended up getting Courtney Watson in the second round.
Yeah, but that was Haslett.
Yeah, that was Haslett too.
No, I remember doing a blog post about the Palou history, and there was one or two examples, but this was later in the draft, you know, fourth round, fifth round.
They did trade down a couple times in 06, but they got a vet as part of the trade. Like when they got Jeff Fain from Cleveland, they swapped picks.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, but the Saints, they didn't really get extra draft picks. They got a vet player. So, all right, we got to do the final four of the saddest Saints bracket we've ever done, the best Saints corner in history. Kevin, number one, Dave Wehmer. Number four, Jabari Greer. Who you got?
Wehmer.
Andrew, who you got?
Dead Dave.
Yeah, I got Wehmer too. I like Jabari Greer a lot, but I feel like Jabari Greer in any other tournament shouldn't be nearly this far along. This one gets a little interesting. Number two, Dave Witzel. Number three, Mike McKenzie. I'm going Mike McKenzie. I feel like Dave Witzel, he's so fucking long ago. Like a lot of it doesn't even count. And I feel like McKenzie was good for a long stretch for the Saints, and he was actually a trade that worked out well. So I'm going Mike McKenzie. Andrew, who you got?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's no question Witzel, arguably, along with Wehmer maybe, and maybe Ambrose, have the best individual seasons in Saints history for a corner. So I think if you're going by individual season, then it's pretty clear to me. Witzel is the number two corner in Saints history with 19 picks.
That is so sad.
Despite only playing 3 years. So yeah,
he had half the picks in one season, though.
Yeah, yeah. McKenzie, you know, he wasn't a guy that got tons of picks. I mean, he was a good cover guy. Yeah, I think you also have to remember with McKenzie, most of the time, anyone playing the Saints was picking on the other guy.
Yeah.
You know, it was hard for him to amass a bunch of picks. But he ended up with 13 in what, six seasons? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, averaged a couple a year. But he was flashy, man. He was consistent. And the best memory I have of him is obviously that Patriots game. I mean, for him to be injured and you know, to be done and be on the street and to come back, intercept Tom Brady in a magical season like that, that was just another feather in the cap of, holy shit, we're really going to do this. It's meant to be. And so I think for nostalgia, and I wasn't around in the 60s, but, you know, Witzel was a great player on a terrible team.
He's a Hall of Fame player. He was all pro many times with the Bears, I believe.
Yeah, I mean, he was fantastic, and I think he's deserving two seed, and he deserves to be this far. But I just go back to, like, magical moments, and, you know, maybe it's me not being around the 60s, but – you know, Witzel was lightning in a bottle for 3 years. McKenzie was sustained, solid play for 6 years for double. And he helped the Saints win a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I kind of liken this to Darren Sharper. Like, yes, he was amazing for a year and he was incredible. But it was kind of like lightning in a bottle. And, you know, if you were to ask me, you know, Gene Adkins, did he ever have a season like that? you know, this is another Saints safety, I would say no. But Atkins was sustained solid play for a really long time in his career. So
yeah.
I'm going to go McKenzie.
Kevin?
McKenzie.
Yeah, and I'll say this. If you said to me right now, Butler will be as good as McKenzie, do you want that or do you want what's behind door number two?
Oh, that's not even a question.
I would just say he can be as good as McKenzie. That's fine. And I would take it, yes. And it wouldn't be a question. And hell, if he's as good as McKenzie, I'd give up 32 and I wouldn't even blink.
If he's as good as McKenzie, 32 is a no-brainer.
So anyway, the final is going to be Dave Wehmer, Mike McKenzie. That'll be fun. The one versus the three. Let's see, Twitter questions. Kevin, which do you want in 2017? Breeze throws 50 touchdowns, D gets 30 sacks, or Breeze throws 30 touchdowns, D gets 50 sacks? Ooh, that's a good question.
What's the league? Did any of y'all know what the league average is on sacks?
The last seven Super Bowl champions have averaged 43.5 sacks. If you want, if you want to gauge on that.
Then I guess I would have to take the D gets 50 sacks and Breeze gets 30. I mean, if Breeze gets 30, I'm assuming
that's low,
that his,
though. That's really low.
I know that's low for him, but I'm assuming that his interception rate isn't like ridiculously high. Like,
see,
I'm
I'd
assuming
worry that that 30 means he's getting.
Yeah. Well, Adrian Peterson, we're going to be handing the ball off a lot to him. Right, Kevin?
I don't know. You'll have to tell me because I sure as shit won't be watching on the television.
No, Kevin's counting on Kareem Hunt to be the bell cow. Andrew, would you rather the Saints get Myles Garrett for 11 and 32 or you get a chance to – oh, this is for Kevin, sorry. Kevin, would you rather the Saints get Myles Garrett for 11 and 32 or you get a chance to wrestle John Cena?
I would rather get the shit beat out of me by Braun Strowman. and the guy who asked that will get that joke.
What end result do you want, Andrew? Just Myles Garrett or McCaffrey and Butler?
McCaffrey and Butler.
Yeah, I think Sean Payton has a man crush on McCaffrey. I don't think they'll get him because I don't think he's gonna. They're not gonna pick him at 11, and he's not gonna be there at 32. But if McCaffrey gets to the 20s. Kevin, we're going to have to put the trade-up siren on full blast because I think Sean Payton will be standing on the table screaming at Loomis saying, get me McCaffrey. Is that crazy, Andrew?
No. No, I mean, I just think you look at this offense without Cooks, with McCaffrey, and I think it's better.
Yeah. WPM asks, who does the Saints history voiceover at the beginning and the end? That's Kate Winslet. She's a friend of my wife's.
My wife?
No, she's not. It's just some British chick on that website, Fiverr.com. She did it for $24. We classed it up.
Quite nice.
Let's see. Thought Andrew, this is from Hunter. Thought on Mac Hollins. He's a wide receiver. I've never heard of him.
Thoughts on who?
Mac Hollins.
Are you pronouncing that correctly?
I think I am. Mac Hollins.
Oh, Mac. Wait, Hollins or Collins?
Hollins.
Can you spell this out for me? Mac Hollins from UNC.
Yeah.
You know, I haven't studied him. I know he's a big dude. I know he's kind of like
he's not the little dude that returns punts for UNC.
No. He's like in terms of size. Now you're thinking of TJ
Switzer or Switzer? They have a receiver name, so I don't know. I'm like Kevin. I only know draft and like passing, like bits and pieces. It flows by me, and I'm like, I know that. I just think
with that guy, Mac Hollins. You're talking about Trubisky being the best quarterback in this whole draft after putting together a productive year. And this guy didn't really put up much in terms of stats, for playing with him. But, I mean, you know, he's a scoring machine. And, you know, size-wise, he's kind of got that Mike Williams
frame. I guess my question is, what's the last...
To me, he's definitely worth picking later in the draft. It just all depends on where he falls. But in the fifth round, I'm definitely taking that guy.
Kevin, you didn't trade for Malcolm Butler. Does that mean you'll be mad if the Saints do a move for him and it's on the show next Monday?
I'll be aggravated, but... It depends on, I guess, how things go in the draft then.
Yeah. I mean,
so basically, like, they could trade for Butler and I probably wouldn't have done that. But then if the draft
falls,
you know, if certain things happen in the draft, I could come back and be like, all right, that makes up for that. And hey, we got a great veteran presence at the corner. So, you know, I'll shut up.
Does anything make up for Adrian Peterson for you?
No.
What if he comes to New Orleans and gives up $10 million of his own money to help schooling in New Orleans as he gets signed?
I don't know if he has $10 million of his own money anymore. And also, I'd read a story, I can't remember, it might have been Deadspin that linked to it, but one of his foundations, like, wasn't all that it was cracked up to be. Like, they weren't, it wasn't doing everything that they claimed or he said it was. So I'm just,
you're hoping not. Here's the thing with,
I just don't want him on the fucking team.
That's a fair thing. And I'm kind of that way with, Mixon, is that, like, he's got a history. I just don't want, but I'm not as militant about it or committed to it as, you know, if the Saints sign Mixon, I'm going to bitch and complain, but I'm not.
Well, the thing about Mixon, here's my thing. The thing about Mixon is once you draft him, you're kind of committed to seeing it through. And I mean, you know, if he hits another woman, obviously he's done. But if he has a bad attitude,
he hits another person,
room,
I think he's done.
Yeah. But I just think even if he has a bad attitude in the locker room or he's a problem child, like, I feel like the Saints kind of have to ride it out for a little bit. With Adrian Peterson, if he screws up again, I mean, to me, you bring him in camp and see what happens. So I feel like he's going to make his own bed. Like, either he's a model citizen or he's not, and he'll be gone very quickly. So I just don't, like, the thing that makes me nervous about Mixon is that the eject button.
They'll have more. They'll give him more rope, and we're already annoyed if they pick him. And if he does something stupid and they keep him, whereas, like, you know, Adrian Peterson, he does something dumb in August, they'll just be like, bye-bye. Because, hell, they, I mean, look at the people that they've cut. Spiller, I mean, they cut Gillette. I mean, they are not afraid to burn the money, you know? You know, the Saints are not shy about the eject button. But, I mean...
Except with draft picks.
I don't know. They got rid of. Remember, they drafted Pittman and they cut him instead of. They kept Pierre Thomas over him.
No, they've cut. You know, they cut Al Woods. They cut Kyrie Fort.
Yeah, I mean,
did you guys see Kyrie Fort is becoming an actor?
He's going to play Sean Taylor in one of those. Murder shows.
I hope he doesn't fall asleep.
Yeah, I was going to make that. I was going to make that joke on Twitter. That'll wrap up the show for today.
I just thought of a terrible joke.
Oh, yeah. That wraps it up for today. Kevin, as GM of the Saints, this draft was magnificent. I'm giving you a standing ovation.
Thank you.
You were phenomenal. If the Saints did a trade down and got 30% of what you got, I would be ecstatic. You know. If they just do a swap with Arizona and move from 11 to 13, so Arizona jumps Cleveland to get the quarterback they want, and the Saints get a fourth round pick, Kevin, I think we need to, like, celebrate like it's the moon landing on Twitter.
Yeah, any sort of trade down that Loomis and Peyton do should be celebrated and lauded. I don't care how. You know, slight it may look. I don't care if it pockets them a fifth round pick or something, and it just whatever. Like, it's kind of like It's kind of like when your dog goes to the bathroom outside and it's like 6 months old, you kind of have to like stand around and applaud it and give it treats. So basically we need to just send a whole big bucket of treats to airline drive and have like a lot of applause ready to go.
Final question before I get out of here, Andrew. Malcolm Butler, saint or not, next Monday when we do the podcast?
I'm less confident than I was before, but I'm still saying yes.
All right. So yes for that. So for Dave, who's MIA at one of his children's birthdays, for Andrew, go to Saints Nation. He's got mock drafts, all kinds of fun stuff. And me and Kevin are on the Twitters. And you can go to WDL and read my 2,000-word double mock draft column. It's the best. So until next week, the bar is closed.